the provincial government and have a responsibility to monitor municipalities and potentially take action based on what they find through their monitoring and supervision.
Right. When we look at this bill, there seem to be questions around it that people feel that the MECs, the local ministers in provincial government, would be able to abuse their power on this one and to use an example, deliberately declare a municipality run by an opposing political party as dysfunctional.
The requirement in this bill is to provide information. It's about transparency and about the ability to investigate potentially intrusively what is going on within the municipality. This is not necessarily an unreasonable requirement. The only issue that would be of concern is whether or not there's adequate evidence for an investigation to happen. If somebody just uses this intrusive investigations as kind of a political weapon, that would be problematic, but one can always challenge the appropriateness of such intervention. So there is an intervention here that requires or allows the provincial government to initiate an investigation without warning. And therefore, they can go in and collect information, books, evidence, etc., for the purposes of an investigation. And typically, that is a requirement to prevent the destruction of evidence. So the only issue there is whether the cause or the trigger for such action is too light in the legislation and should have a requirement for some degree of evidence that can be backed up in some way, that it shouldn't just be the MEC's arbitrary discretion to move forward. They should have some cause, some basis to move, some actual evidence.
I mean, a lot of people listening to us right now would say that this is quite a necessary form of legislation, particularly those in the Western Cape, in some of the far-flung municipalities which are right now dysfunctional.
Yes, I think that this is necessary legislation, and I think it is appropriate. So to the extent that there are areas where one can be concerned about the abuse of power, essentially you would challenge conduct which is entirely arbitrary and irrational. You want to make sure that people have evidence before they move, but usually in a lot of municipalities where there are concerns, there's quite a lot of evidence of problems.
And I'm sure a lot of municipalities around the country would be looking maybe a little bit nervously at this legislation if, for argument's sake, it is adopted in the Gauteng province and other provinces, for example.
Well, it should be in all the provinces. So the only issue is that in Gauteng, it would be nice if the provincial government actually acted.
All
but
right.
It's not.
Yeah.
And in fact, what they're doing is kind of handing over to the Minister of Finance to potentially take action against the city of Johannesburg, despite the fact that there's enormous evidence that there's problems within the city. But what the important thing here in this piece of legislation is the ability to gather evidence which could actually be used not only to take over or take over certain functions in a municipality that is clearly failing in its mandate, but it can also gather evidence which can be used ultimately for prosecutions and other interventions. So it's actually important as an evidence-gathering mechanism.
And this is critical, isn't it, in the national sense of events, because if one looks at research on corruption, all right, the big boys get all the glory in the headlines, glory inverted commas, obviously, but we're always told and we always witness that most of corruption in government occurs at lower levels, in fact, municipal levels.
Yeah, so the municipalities are clearly dysfunctional in many, across the country. And it is clearly related to leadership problems. And so your levels of irregular expenditure are strong indicators of corruption. And the extent to which it is not addressed and there's no remedial action, there is no consequence management of that irregular or unauthorized expenditure, much of which is hidden or written off, are indications of severe problems. And these have knock-on effects on national functions because in many cases they're drawing water like bulk or not paying for bulk water provision, they're not paying for bulk electricity provision, and that results in Eskom and order boards essentially facing financial difficulties for unpaid debts. So all of it is very problematic, and essentially it looks like it's the Wild West in a lot of municipalities, and essentially there is a requirement for closer supervision of them and real concerted action taken against them. Large parts of the country, no action is taken of any substance.
Do you think it's going to be a matter of time before national government is forced to look at this kind of legislation, where there will be some modicum of accountability in local governance, also bearing in mind that we are heading for a municipal election in which the results, I think, are going to be very interesting?
Well, national government and provincial governments effectively have the powers to do elements of this. What the Western Cape has really done is to intensify it and to actually create a stronger framework for intrusive investigations and the extraction of information. They've got the powers to act already. But what one finds in the other provinces is that if there is an ANC government and an ANC municipality, they're very, very soft on follow-up. Despite having powers to intervene, they just let it happen. And that's part of the problem. You can have the powers, but you may choose not to exercise them. So we've got a problem in where we basically got a conflict of interest up the chain of governance.
Yeah, this is not a question of cadre deployment. It's a question of cadre favoritism, isn't it?
Yes, well, it's a bit of both, because the corruption happens through the deployment. The soft touch approach is because people are too scared to take on essentially political partners. And all sorts of dynamics are happening within the political parties, and that can temper the action of government administrations that actually have legal obligations to act. So there is a need to look more broadly about on the framework of governance that we have. We do need to stop the appointments of inappropriate people into administrations by members of the executive, where a lot of this corruption is initiated, because they can essentially bypass accountability measures through the way in which they appoint people into the top structures of administrations. That's why we have poor leadership and a collapse of governance. So it's several layers that will have to be reconsidered. But at this point in time in the Western Cape, it will probably work if there are different parties that are in the provincial government versus the municipality, provided it's not about abuse and targeting and faction fights. It can be very effective in improving governance. But we also need more than this.
Professor Alex van der Heuwe, Chair, Social Security Systems Administration and Management Studies at Wits University. Thanks for chatting to us about the Western Cape Monitoring Board. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.